News of Ballone's announcement came from the Suffolk Democratic Party. The event was held at the traditional party spot for Democrats, and Republicans weren't invited, even though at least one Republican supported his initial effort to merge the offices, and some Democrats were queasy with it. Conventional wisdom says that shrinking and consolidating government is something that polls well with Republican voters. But Ballone, a Democrat, is seizing this issue for himself and the Democratic legislative candidates he's supporting on November's ballot. Suffolk's Republican Chairman John Laval says he was surprised by the politicalization of the issue.
We support consolidation when done appropriately and when done in a meaningful way. This was a political maneuver by Steve Ballone. That's exactly why he's holding a political press conference today. It's bizarre.
County Treasurer Angie Carpenter also cried politics at Ballone's announcement. Had Ballone succeeded the first time around, she would have lost her job to current comptroller and Republican Joseph Sawicki.
And if he were to work this deal out for Sawicki, then it would take him out as a political opponent. So it really does sound like there's a lot of politics in play here.
Ballone got the legislature to approve his plan to put it to a referendum asking voters if they want to merge the comptroller's office with the office of county treasurer. But last-minute changes invalidated the bill, and a judge struck it from this year's ballot. Ballone would like to see the initiative included on November's 2014 ballot. Charles Lane, WSHU News.